Thank you so much for being here this morning. Open your Bibles to two passages of Scripture, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, then all the way over into the last book of the Bible, the book of the Revelation, chapter 20. Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, and Revelation, chapter 20. If you're able to stand, out of love and respect for the Word of God, would you stand with me as we read the Scripture together this morning? Follow me as I read, beginning in verse number 17. You'll follow silently as I read aloud. The Bible says in Luke 10, verse 17, "And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through Thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." He's saying to Christians, hey, don't get caught up rejoicing about the wrong thing. The most important thing in this world is to know that as a child of God, your name is written in heaven, in the Lamb's Book of Life. Then turn to the book of the Revelation. The book of the Revelation. We'll begin to read in verse number 11. Revelation 20, verse 11, gives us a scene of the last judgment, the great white throne judgment, when all the saved of all ages, their bodies are called out of the grave, their soul and spirits called out of hell, they're reunited. And one by one they stand before God and are judged out of the things written in the books. The Bible says, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. And this is the second death." Now look at verse 15. "And whosoever," that's anybody, "whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." I want to speak to you this morning on this subject. Is your name in the book? Is your name in the book? Father, help me this morning as we look at this thought, to make clear the fact that these are not just words that we're reading. These are real events that are going to happen at the great white throne judgment when all of the unsaved of all ages stand before God. And because their names were not written in that book, the Lamb's Book of Life, they were cast into the lake of fire forever and forever. I need your help. Fill me with Thy Spirit. Speak through me. Help me to make the words simple and plain and easily understood so that the least person here needing to be saved can understand. Lord God, You know us. You know more about us than we know about ourselves. You know those that are saved and those that are not saved. You know those whose names are already written in the Lamb's Book of Life and those whose names are not written there. And Lord, I'm sure, I'm certain of this fact, there's not one person listening to my voice this morning that wants to go to hell. But there's not one chance in 20 trillion that they can slip into heaven without being saved, being born again. Save every unsaved person listening to my voice. And help those of us who know You rejoice, because our name is written in heaven. We'll thank You for what You shall do in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I'm amazed at the things people do in order to get their names in certain books. I was looking at the Guinness Book of World Records and amazed that people would do some stupid things just to get their name in that Guinness Book of World Records. Climbing flagpoles and sitting on a flagpole longer than anybody else just to get your name in that book. Eating more hot dogs than anybody else just to get your name in that book. Here's another one. Eating goldfish. Now, I'm not talking about those little cookies. I'm talking about the wiggly kind that swim around in eating live goldfish more than anybody else just to get their name in that stupid book. One guy yo-yoed longer than anybody else. More hours yo-yoing at one time, just to get his name in that book. In track and field, the area of track and field, men and women train for years to do something that lasts less than 30 seconds, just to get their name, hoping to get their name in the record book. But may I say to you, in the course of life and eternity, these records mean very little. Yet people give up their regular life and family to train for years and spend thousands of dollars to get their name in one of these stupid books. Years ago, I got a letter from Who's Who in America wanting to include my name in the book. Now, I'm a nobody. And their requirements were certain academic requirements, and a picture, and a bio sketch, and a sizable sum of money. They would include my name in Who's Who in America. And I asked, why? Why would anybody want to pay that money just to get their name in Who's Who? They got a problem with ego. Ego is the hypodermic God allows some to administer to themselves to deaden the pain from being a fool. But I want you to know this morning there's one book. I want to know, I want to make sure that my name is written in that book. I want to be 100% sure that my name is recorded there. And that's the Lamb's Book of Life. That's heaven's book of the saved. God requires no money, no human achievements. He requires only faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior. And He even gives us the faith with which to believe when we hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. This morning I want to ask five questions about the Lamb's Book of Life and answer those questions for my message. Number one, what does it mean to have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Well, may I say, if your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life, it means, first of all, that you're saved. You've been born again the Bible way. You have personally and definitely and individually received Christ as your Savior. It means if your name is written in that book, that right now you have eternal life and an eternal home prepared for you in heaven. If your name is written in that Lamb's Book of Life, it means that you've been born into the family of God. It means you've passed from death to life. The wages of sin is death. But thank God in Jesus Christ, the gift of God is eternal life. The curse of sin is paid for and lifted. If your name's written in that Lamb's Book of Life, it means that you've been delivered from the penalty and the curse of sin. All your sins are forgiven. They're washed away. They're blotted out of heaven's record book and will never, never, never be remembered again. Sin condemned me, but Jesus saved me and wrote my name in heaven's book. It means that you'll never have to live in fear and doubt again in this life about where you're going to spend eternity. Let me ask you right now, do you know that you know that you know that you're saved? Do you know that heaven's your home? Is it settled in your heart? I'm amazed at people who sit in church pews and don't know that they're saved. They want to go to heaven. They don't want to go to hell. But they don't know that they're saved when they can know. But you can only know when you come the Bible way to receive Jesus Christ. And let me tell you, once you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior the Bible way, your name is written in heaven. And the only thing you'll ever know about hell is what you read in the Bible. Because you won't ever have to go there. Secondly, what does it cost me or you to get our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life? What does it cost us? It's called the Lamb's Book of Life because as the Lamb of God, Jesus paid the price by His own life and His own death and His own shed blood so we could be saved and our names could be written in that book. You know, in the book of the Revelation, chapter 5, verse 6, it's a heavenly scene, and it talks about Jesus in chapter 4 saying, "Come up hither," and we're raptured out. The saved are raptured out. And we're gathered around the throne in heaven, and we see Him. Not by faith, but with eyes. We see Him face to face. And the Bible says our first vision of Him will be as a lamb that had been slain. He wants us to know that the price of our sin had been paid for by suffering and bleeding and dying of Jesus Christ, who bore our sins in His own self. And on that cross, God poured out His wrath upon Jesus and judged Him in my place, in your place, until sin was completely paid for and He could say, "I'm satisfied." Jesus said, "It is finished. It is finished." Now let me ask you, have you put your trust in Him? What does it cost me or you to get our names written in the book of life? Not one red cent, but it cost God, the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, who suffered and died for us. You see, my friend, it's a part of our salvation. When we get saved, we are redeemed. We are forgiven. We're reconciled to God. We're justified. And our names are written in heaven's book, the book of life, when we get saved. There's not enough riches in this world to put even one sinner's name in that book. One cannot do enough good to get their name in heaven's book. However, I'm glad to tell you it is free to all who will accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And I've got to ask you right now, can you look back and remember getting saved? Can you remember when you were born again? Can you remember when you accepted Christ as Savior? Some of you remember walking down the aisle and joining the church. But you don't remember accepting Christ as Savior. Some of you remember getting baptized, but you don't remember getting born again, accepting Jesus as your Savior. Hey, you can't skip that and go to heaven. Why, even in baseball, you skip first base, you're out. You skip the new birth, you're out. You'll never go there to heaven. Didn't cost us a thing, and yet people won't accept it. Have you? Have you? I'm telling you, August the 23rd, 1954, as a 15-year-old teenager, 1 month in my 15th year, I just turned 15 and I was a 14-year-old rebel. No good, sorry, sorry, sorry. If anyone ever deserved hell, I deserved hell. But on a Saturday night in August in a revival meeting, that preacher preached and God got a hold of my heart. He started the invitation and I stood back there and I shook my head and said no. And finally, after about 23 verses of "Just As I Am," I said, "Lord, I think you're waiting on me, and if they'll sing one more verse, I'll come." That old preacher said, "Feel like we need to sing one more verse." And down the aisle I came and accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. Greatest day of my life, greatest decision of my life. That night my sins were forgiven, and God wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Because I trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior. How do you get your name in the Lamb's Book of Life? Let's let the Bible tell us. Jesus said in John 3:3, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." The kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom we enter into by the new birth. You can't become a part of the kingdom of God, of the family of God, without being born again. John 3:7, Jesus said, "Marvel not that I say unto you, ye must be born again." Ye must be born again. That "must" means it's imperative. It's impossible to get to heaven without being born again. You can't have your name in the Lamb's Book of Life without being born again. Paul said in Acts chapter 20, verse 21, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greek, talking about salvation, it's repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. That faith means you simply believe He died for your sins and you put your trust in Him. John said in John 1, verse 12, "But as many as receive Him," that's Jesus, "to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." Paul said in Romans 10, verse 9, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." And then he sums it all up in verse 13 and says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That night I walked down that aisle. And the preacher said, "Why are you coming?" I said, "I need to be saved." He said, "Do you accept Jesus as your Savior?" I said, "The best I know how, I do." He said, "Why don't you just ask Him right now to save you?" And in a simple prayer, hey, I wasn't an expert prayer. My idea of prayer was, "Lord, help me." But that morning I said, "Christ, would you save me, please? I trust you." And you know what He did? He saved me. He saved me. He wrote my name in that Lamb's Book of Life. Let me say here to you, my dear friend, there are no shortcuts to getting your name into the Lamb's Book of Life. God has only provided one way, and that way is Jesus. And He states it in Acts chapter 4, verse 12 this way, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby ye must be saved." That verse goes with ye must be born again. Ye must be saved, and that name is Jesus. Fourthly, will everyone's name be written in the Lamb's Book of Life? You see, there's a great number of people today that teach that in the end, everybody is going to be saved. But that's phony baloney. That's stinking thinking. That's not Bible. In Revelation chapter 13, in Revelation chapter 13 is talking about the time of the tribulation on the earth after the saved have been raptured out. So what's left here is unsaved people. And the Bible says in Revelation 13, verse 8, listen, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship Him. That's the Antichrist, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Whose names are not written. They're still here because they were never saved. Their names were not in that book. And they're worshiping somebody. But it's the Antichrist, the false prophet, the devil. And they'll spend there forever with him because their names were not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Our names are written in that precious book only after we're born again, after we've accepted Christ as our Savior. Those whose names are not in the book, as spoken of in Revelation 13, will worship the Antichrist. And their fate will be the same as the Antichrist, the false prophet, and the devil. They'll be cast into the lake of fire forever and forever and forever. The most important thing for us to be sure of today is that we're saved and we know it. We're saved and we know it. Not because some religion told us to do it this way. But we're saved according to God's Word. We've gotten saved the Bible way. And the Bible way doesn't cost you one red cent. It doesn't cost you turning over a new leaf. It does not put you on probation for a while. And if you work out, then you can go to heaven. No, salvation is instantaneous. When you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior. He alone is the Savior. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And then lastly, what happens to us if our name is not in the Lamb's Book of Life? Well, I read it to you. At the beginning of this message, I'll read it again. And I saw a great white throne. Not one Christian will be judged at the great white throne. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book. We're going to be judged out of at least three books. In Malachi, the Bible talks about a book of remembrance written. God's got a record of our life and how we lived it and the deeds we've done. And only if you're saved are those sins blotted out of that book. And these people here are not saved, and their life is written in that book of remembrance. Then there's the book of life. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. What's that third book? At least three books. Jesus said in the Gospel of John, in that day there's one that will judge you. My word shall judge you. We're going to be judged by this book. You can laugh at it, you can mock it, you can refuse to live by it, but when you stand before God, we're going to be judged by this book. And unsaved are going to be judged by this book. Well, man, I had my own plan, but it's not in this book. We're going to be judged by this book. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which are in it. All those that died and have been buried at sea or washed out to sea, they're going to be raised. And death and hell, all of those buried in the graves, their body's going to come out of those graves. And all of those whose souls are already in hell, hey, you do understand, you're a trichotomy, your body, soul, and spirit. Our spirit died in Adam when he sinned. And right now, if you're unsaved, you're a body and a soul. Now, the body dies, but the soul never dies. The body is put in the grave. But your soul goes into eternity, either to heaven or hell, depending on what you've done about Jesus. If their name is not written in the book of life, they've sinned away their days of grace and are eternally unsaved. The Bible says, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were every man judged according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Oh my, what happens if our name's not written in the book of life? We're cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Physical death is the first death. Second death is being cast into the lake of fire where we suffer and die and die and die but never die. You're going to live forever somewhere. From the day you were conceived in your mother's womb, you are a forever being. There'll never be a day in eternity to come you cease to exist. And your eternity is going to either be in heaven with Him, with Jesus, are in the lake of fire with the devil. All depends on what you do about Jesus Christ as your Savior. You say, but preacher, I've done nothing. That's the way you go to hell. Do nothing. You don't have to do a thing to die and go to hell. Just live your life. Never trust Jesus. But if you're going to go to heaven, have your name written in the book, then you're going to have to personally and definitely and individually accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Have you? When I asked you a moment ago, can you look back and remember when you got born again? If you can, then praise God. Let's rejoice together. But if you can't, you're in trouble when it comes to eternity. Being a church member won't get you to heaven. Being a good person as far as this world is concerned won't get you to heaven. None, there's none good. No, not one. Not one is good enough to make it to heaven on their own. We must be born again. Have you? If you've never been saved, my dear friend, I would not want to trust living another hour without accepting Christ. I would not want to get in my car and drive back to my home without accepting Jesus Christ. Our life is short. We don't know when it's going to come to an end. Right now we know we've got time to do something about our eternity. If you've never done anything, this morning is the time you need to do it. Why, if Jesus should come right now and you've never been saved, all the saved would be caught out of here and you'd be left behind. Why, if you should die this morning right where you're sitting and you're not saved, before we could call an ambulance to pick up your body, you'd already be in hell, soul and spirit. Oh, we need Jesus today. More important than insurance, more important than a good job, more important than a good house, more important than a good automobile, more important than all of that put together, is to know that we know that we know we're saved. And you can never know that you're saved until you come and trust Jesus as your Savior. Have you? That's your need this morning. And I challenge you on the authority of the Word of God. And I plead with you according to His mercy and grace. Trust Him today. Settle it today. Let this be that red letter day in your life when you know that you know that you know. Father in heaven, thank you for the Word of God. We've tried to make it plain and simple.